Good morning. The front that brought clouds and a few showers to our area late in the day on Sunday and into Sunday evening continues to track off the eastern seaboard. The wind has flipped around to the west-northwest and will increase today, gusting at times between 10 and 20 miles per hour. The northwest breeze will dry out the air mass and clouds will move on through, revealing mostly sunny skies for the balance of the morning and especially this afternoon, allowing temperatures to reach into the middle and upper 60s on average for daytime highs, with some valley locations reaching into the lower 70s. A new area of high pressure is going to build in and dominate the weather through the middle of the week. This will produce clear skies and chilly temperatures tonight, with many locations going down into the lower to mid-40s, with some spots even down into the 30s, and there's even the chance of a bit of frost, especially across the highest terrain by sunrise tomorrow. Full sunshine for the day on Tuesday and highs rebounding back into the upper 60s to around 70. And with that high pressure remaining in control, mostly sunny skies and bouncing into the lower 70s on Wednesday. The next front will move through late Wednesday night and Thursday morning with a mix of sun and clouds. It doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, so just the outside chance of a passing shower. High temperatures ahead of the front in the mid-70s. Behind the front, another large area of cool high pressure will build in on Friday and into the weekend, producing mostly sunny skies on Friday in the mid-60s and full sunshine next weekend, with highs both days in the mid-60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Sally, located about 120 miles east-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, with maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. A hurricane warning is in effect from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama border, including metropolitan New Orleans. Sally is moving toward the west-northwest near 9 miles per hour. This general motion is expected today, followed by a decrease in forward speed and a turn toward the northwest tonight and a northward turn sometime tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Sally will move over the north-central Gulf of Mexico today, approach the southeastern Louisiana coast this afternoon, and make landfall in the hurricane warning area tomorrow. Afterward, Sally's expected to move slowly north-northeastward near the northern Gulf Coast. Maximum sustained winds near 60 with higher gusts and strengthening is expected over the next day or so, and Sally is forecast to become a hurricane by tonight, with additional strengthening possible before the center crosses the northern Gulf Coast. Sally is likely to produce life-threatening storm surge, hurricane-force winds, and massive flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 41 degrees with a west wind at 71, gusting to 79 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 16 degrees. In Albany this hour, partly cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 56, 84% relative humidity, a west wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 70s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 71 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 61, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 49 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 83 hundredths below normal, and 24.40 inches for the year, which is 3.07 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 52. The record high, 93, set in 1931, and the record low, 32, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:06 p.m. 12 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and quite cool tonight with frost in the mountains, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight, lows around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 70. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny in the upper 60s. Wednesday, mostly sunny in the lower 70s. Chance of a passing shower on Thursday in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny back to the mid-60s on Friday, and sunny in the mid-60s both Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.